Checking in once again with Quincy City Council President Ian Kane to get a rundown of the October 15th City Council meeting. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, Joe, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. Thanks for checking in with us 2 weeks in a row here.
My pleasure.
It was, an interesting evening, starting off with a special tribute to Priscilla Bonica, right?
Yes. Yeah, Priscilla, who was a Quincy High School three-sport athlete. Councillor Campbell gave a commendation from the city council to the family who was in the audience, and Councillor McCarthy presented a proclamation from the mayor. It sounds like Priscilla was an all-around just wonderful person who touched many lives and had an unfortunate untimely death.
Yeah, she had a two-year struggle with brain cancer, died 2023, age 20, outstanding athlete at Quincy High School, really inspired a lot of her teammates, her colleagues, and her family, too.
You could sense that. I did not know Priscilla personally, but you could sense that she touched many lives in her, short time on this earth, which is a beautiful blessing.
Yeah, there's actually a foundation established in her name by her family for folks who'd like to donate to cancer research. They can certainly do that.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. That didn't come up last night, so good to know.
Absolutely. On to the business at hand, which
sure,
is spending money.
Spending money, at least the concept of spending money was presented to us last night. And the concept of spending money in all of the right places that people want it spent, which is our roadway and infrastructure work. So this there was a presentation that DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso, along with Paul Doherty from DPW, we had representatives from traffic parking, alarm and lighting, Ed Grennan and Ali Rule, as well as Joe Shea from Granite City Partners, who he's an engineer for the city, gave a presentation on some requests that are coming down for different types of work, including sewer work, infrastructure, or at least it'll come from the Sewer Enterprise Fund. So infrastructure and roadway improvements, more infrastructure and roadway improvements, and even more infrastructure and roadway improvements. So, there was a capital improvement plan that was approved in 2017 or 2018 that was $100 million, which did approximately 64 miles of roadway work, which is a quarter of the established roads in the city, which is about 200 and got the number here. If you give me a second, I'll tell you. 257 miles of roadway that we have in the city. And that constitutes 1,035 roadways. So it's 257 miles of road. And then even more, it's 304 miles of sidewalks, 240 miles of water main, 280 miles of sewers, 150 miles of drainage system and 188 outfalls, 26 miles of seawalls, four public boat ramps, dozens of pumping stations, water tanks, and other fixed assets, and 110 signalized intersections, public parking lots, and lighting fixtures. So that's the assets that are managed through the DPW. But through the $100 million, as I said, about 63.8 miles of roadway work were completed amongst other water mains, sewer linings, sewer repairs, spot repairs, sidewalks, et cetera, which is important work. So the three requests that came in will govern. I'm just going through all the work that DPW, because this presentation was good, just to give an idea of the amount of work that's being done. I mean, this is stuff that you see every day. It's very tangible work that's done out in the field, but you don't talk about it all the time. People certainly are excited for when this work is completed. It obviously takes a long way to get there. So there is some work that's being proposed up at the water tanks at Quarry Street and Rasciutto to rehab the interior and the exterior of both of those water tanks. There are some water associated work with that, including lead line pipe removal program to continue that program throughout the city. Roadway and sidewalk improvements, $8 million requested for that work. and a good portion of transportation and safety infrastructure that was presented to the traffic, parking, alarm, and lighting department. So the three measures in total, there were three appropriations, 24 million that would come or at least be bonded through the sewer enterprise fund, 5.5 million that would be bonded through the water enterprise fund, and another $12 million that would be bonded through the general fund that would govern, sort of the next phase of this work. All those measures went into finance committee.
Okay.
And, one of the big things that came up yesterday, which I think is unbelievable, is that, people have watched, from the southern part of the city to the northern part of the city, National Grid replaced a huge electricity trunk that goes through the city. And so they apparently in the negotiations, the city managed to have National Grid pay for all of the repavement work once they're done with that project. So that is was estimated last night, that figure that was given to us at $14 to $20 million worth of repavement and roadway work once the project's over. So that should be completed within the next 1 to 2 years, which is great. Because I know that a lot of the main arteries from Southern Artery through Fredericksburg Parkway through Adams Street, you got Newport Ave, a lot of stuff in Ward 3 has been bungled, and people are looking forward to having some more gentle rides in their car, I think.
Yeah, Newport Avenue, it's kind of like the old roller coaster at Paragon Park right now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a little topsy-turvy, but I just, I just stress that number because these are the things that people don't, this is the stuff we need to be really focusing on, is that there's huge, there's a good negotiation, there's huge cost savings, the roadway work will be done, and it's not going to be on the taxpayer, at least the immediate taxpayer's dime.
Right, and the city gets a new electric service too to boot.
Correct.
Yeah. Very good. So that all went into finance for right now, right?
Those three went into finance. We did not schedule a meeting for finance yet.
Okay.
The other thing on the agenda was an ordinance establishing a revolving fund for Quincy 400, which is obviously the big celebration of Quincy's 400th anniversary since its settlement. And this is essentially governing any type of commerce that'll take place around the event. So when in the event that the city wants to sell merch and other types of things, the money will flow through this account. So, it would for sponsorship, sale of merchandise, sales of tickets related to other activities would all be related to this account. So we approved that unanimously last night.
Oh, okay. Very good. And then those funds, Ian, those are used to put on the events for the celebration?
Yep. So
Yeah.
expenses directly related to Quincy 400 activities, tourism, and historical preservation.
Okay. And I see the limit of $1 million.
That's what we got here. Yeah. Limit of $1 million in total expense.
Okay. Very good.
And that was our regularly scheduled meeting, and we didn't have anything else. And our next meeting will not be until Tuesday, November 12th. At 6:30 p.m., when we will have gone past Election Day.
That's right. Yeah, Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, because that must
Oh,
be
Veterans Day, of course, is
Thursday. Yeah.
yes, November 11th. Okay, very good. All righty. Can we talk a little bit about the statement issued regarding the salary increases between you and the mayor
Sure.
and the reasoning behind that decision to defer those until the next election cycle?
Yeah, I mean, the statement was pretty clear that we put out. I mean, there isn't much more to discuss about it. I think, it just made a practical sense to push it to the subsequent elected term. So whomever is elected in those roles for that term would benefit from that salary increase. Now, there still is some discussion to be had at the council for the ordinances and the process by which future salaries and those positions would be governed. So that will come whenever we put it on the agenda in the ordinance committee.
Okay, where was the? I mean, the mayor talked about distraction. Was that part of the reasoning behind the deferment?
Yeah, I mean, that was his direct quote, and I agree with him. I think this has been a distraction. I just, even want to stress the two issues that, we're talking about this right now, but we're also talking about huge amounts of roadway work and infrastructure work, huge amounts of cost savings to the city for work that's being done across the city between electricity infrastructure and more roadway and infrastructure work itself. Those are the real tangible things that I know that my constituents in Ward 3 care about. They still care more about that work. They care about the trees being trimmed. They care about the trash being picked up. They care about the snow being plowed in the winter. I think that there are so many good things going on in Quincy in terms of our growth, and as we're heading towards the 400th anniversary of the establishment of this great city, that yeah, I think this has been a big distraction. I think, again, I've said it in the Sun, and I'll say it here. I just think that people have easily bit onto this as an issue to grab onto, and it's a sort of continuum of issues, I think, that we've seen, at least I've seen in my tenure as a city council. And so, I think that there are bigger fish and things to do in the city, and to continue working forward to make this city better than it is.
So, leads to the question, have you decided whether or not you're running for re-election next year?
So I, you know, I, again, I'm enjoying the role that I'm playing right now. And, I'm just kind of, I'm trying to make sure that I can finish projects that I've started and that I can give the same level of energy that I made a commitment to since I first ran in 2015. So I'm working towards getting this municipal broadband project over the line. And, if I, you know, if I feel that I still have all to give to the residents of Quincy, I think I got a little time to make that decision. We're still in the first half of the term, but I certainly will make a decision in the coming months.
Okay. Appreciate your time, Ian. Always great to talk to you. We'll catch up on November 13th, actually.
Thanks, Joe. Nice to see you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.